people in these spontaneous settlements are really in the most difficult predicament at the moment. Many of them are without adequate food and water and shelter. Across the Kivus, that's the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo, we have seen tens and tens of thousands of people displaced over the month since April of this year. Many are now living in these spontaneous settlements. We're trying to access the area to get help to those we can. But these are extremely tough conditions for many people.
What is the danger of living in these spontaneous IDP camps in comparison to the organized IDP camps?
If you're familiar with the situation in the Kivus, this has been an area of Africa in which we have seen displacement and repeated displacement many times. About 60,000 people have been displaced across the borders since April, becoming refugees. But you have nearly 400,000 people internally displaced in these many settlements. It's a very, very insecure area, as these aren't formal settlements. Agencies like the UN Refugee Agency have great difficulty helping people there. So the tales we hear of hardship, of families having to live under tarpaulins, under really difficult conditions, are quite heartrending at the moment. It is an ongoing crisis and one of the major emergencies we're facing anywhere in the world at the moment.
What has been the response to your appeal for more funding and also the money that is coming in? How are you all using that?
We have appealed for an additional $7.5 million to help our operations for these 400,000 people in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Money, I think, for our Africa operations in general, and recognize that we're also dealing with a big crisis in Mali, another one in South Sudan this year. Funds haven't been coming in at the rate we want, and we're appealing to donors to help us and also to members of the public to come forward and help us by visiting our websites and making donations there. The thing is that we rely on voluntary funds to help people in these extremely difficult situations. And we, at this late point in the year, are looking at a very strained budget situation indeed.
Despite the fighting, I understand there are some people who are trying to make it back home and to make a life there. How are these people faring?
Well, we have tales of people being displaced first, and then they return to their homes and then being displaced again. And this plays into the dynamic of the situation. Rather than going to the few safer and more organized settlements you have across the eastern part of DRC, many people prefer to stay in areas close to their homes so that if the situation calms, they can go back there. But it's a very, very precarious situation. People are moving back and forth out of hardship. It's also physically tough. It gets quite cold in this region of Africa at this time of year. The volcanic soils make it a difficult environment in which to live in general. Water is in short supply. People really aren't in a situation where international aid is coming to them in as organized a way as we'd ideally want. But that's partly the nature of this extremely chaotic situation in which government troops and members of the M23 group of mutineers have been clashing over last month, as well as the widespread generalized violence and human rights abuses in this part of DRC.